This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we are revisiting the early days of the internet. The World Wide Web turns 30 today. It's the 30th anniversary of the creation of the World Wide Web by Tim Berners-Lee all the way back then. We've been asking you guys to feedback and give us some of your fondest memories of the internet from, what year would it have been 30 years ago? Come on, mathematicians.
1989.
There you go. Mm-hmm. 0878899 is the number. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. It's time for some messages. Let's do WhatsApp first.
Yeah, so this comes from Raz, who asks, does Netscape still work? I don't know.
Mm. Oh, good question. Hmm. Does it even still exist, Raz?
No idea. Benjamin and Chu go, GeoCities and GeoCities, Arvin, yes. So there was like Tripod, there was Angel Fire, and the third one was GeoCities.
Yes.
Kelantan and Anwar go, Kelantan goes, I just remember I got scolded by my father when the phone bill arrived. And Anwar goes, I remembered 300 ringgit telephone bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, my phone bills were okay. And then I met someone at school. Who was a girl. Yeah. I'm sure there's
Wait, this is all her fault.
I'm sure there's no coincidence.
But I'm sure.
I got an MSN, and then the phone bills got high.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
I'm sure. Moving swiftly along, Audrey, what do you have?
I'm not going to say anything equally guilty. This is from Dilip Mutum, who says, GeoCities, amazing community, spent hours. There's another one here from Booster Mom, who says, the 32K dial tone.
Yes, the one that we played at the beginning of the show. There was an 18K one as well. But going back to that thing about there being amazing communities, you don't really see that so much anymore. I mean, you do. There's the Reddit community. There are, you know, these communities kind of dotted around. But back then, I think because there were fewer people using the internet, it just felt a little bit more, I want to use the word wholesome.
Cleaner? Cleaner.
Yeah, I think so. Even though it looked ugly as heck, you know, and it hurt your eyes and it took forever to load, it was like, you know, people like to talk. There was none of the... Generally, there was none of the insulting and the trolling and whatever. Well, I mean, there was, but much less so.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking about trolling.
Yes. This one's about Fortnite. So
of course
it's
it is.
It's about Fortnite, and it's about how Fortnite might become the next big social network. So we've been wondering, like, you know, like who's going to come and sort of like kick Facebook off its like pedestal, and, you know, who's going to challenge Facebook's position, you know, as the king of like social networks and stuff. Some people are saying it could be Fortnite because of how, one, how popular it is, and two, how it sort of ticks these boxes of what a social network should be.
Okay, I'm going to play the auntie in the room here, but isn't this a video game?
Yes.
How can it,
it
be
is.
Like a...
You
it
can
is.
Communicate via microphone to the people that are playing the game.
So, okay, so I'll explain Fortnite like in a nutshell. It's basically like a last man standing shooter style game, especially popular among teens and 20-somethings. So in the game, there are about 100 players at a time, and they jump out of a flying bus onto an island or any kind of like terrain that you've set. What happens is then it becomes like a full-blown like a Hunger Game style battle, like battle royale kind of thing. These 100 people have to fight each other. They have to pick like their weapons, their armors, their healables, any other tool at their disposal, and the last person standing wins or becomes like, what do they call it, like the victory royale.
Yes.
Okay, and like isn't this the same competition, it's a video game, that had like that $1 million prize for the last man standing?
It's a similar thing. That is PUBG. The difference between PUBG and Fortnite is that in Fortnite you have the option to build shelters and build your own protection, a few of the bits and pieces. It's quite complicated, but is extremely competitive, and there's some incredible players.
Yeah, yeah. They also say that because the premise is violent, so it sounds violent because you literally have to destroy other people to get to the number one spot, like any video game. But the game itself is not, because there's no gore, there's no blood.
It's very cartoony.
Yeah, it's very cartoony. So there's no actual violence. It doesn't compare to like stuff like Call of Duty and other games like that. And each match lasts about 20 minutes. But what they're saying is, while players are waiting to be airlifted to the next battle, or while they're waiting to be dropped from that flying bus, they basically chat with each other. So they end up chatting, they end up talking about school or talking about their day, or if they are, you know, in their 20s, then stuff they did at work. They make friends, built-in voice chat. They allow dialogue between players. It can go, who can go in for like a solo jump, or they can join in with friends. So they talk about everything that they've done in the day. They sort of like network with more people, and then the game starts. And even in the game, they can sort of like work with other people to, you know, like form like small mini campaigns and stuff, take on other enemies, then, you know, see who's the last one surviving in their small group of like gamers. It has evolved. They say Fortnite has evolved into the classic third space, which is a place that's not home, that's not school, where kids can get together and socialize on their own terms.
That was our topic yesterday.
Yesterday. So Fortnite has become the ideal third space for a lot of people. It's unfamiliar enough to be a third space, but it is also ideal enough to be a third space.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Also, every one in four players is female, which is a ratio that is very rare in online gaming. Which is quite high, because normally it's like every one in seven or eight or ten. This one has a one in four. Fortnite is a platform that's far more addictive and far more social than many social networks as well. So they've sort of like broken it down into why it ticks all those boxes. One, they say that socializing is way more fun when you're doing stuff. So people have socialized while doing stuff since the beginning of time, like over a meal, on the job, while shopping, while doing something else. Yeah. And it's easier to sort of like communicate and bond with someone else. When networks came along and introduced the idea of being social as something you do in isolation at the expense of anything else. So when you use Facebook, you're basically not doing anything else with that person.
You're not being social.
You pretend like you're interacting with whoever it is is on the other side, but you're not.
You're isolating yourself.
Yeah, you're isolating yourself.
I mean, okay. So this is interesting because one of the many reasons that I would use my PlayStation to play, group video games or team-based video games, it wasn't that I wanted to be super competitive and great at the video game, because I never would be. It's because my friends were on there, and that's how we'd catch up. You know, a friend over in Austria, a couple of friends here from Malaysia, somebody in England. Headphones on, microphone, you know, oh, look, there's a fella over there. Let's go and see if we can get rid of him. You know, fail miserably. But in the process, you'd be talking about how bad your day was at work or how good your day was at work. You know, it was fun. So for adults, you know, it was that third space. But for kids and how it's taking over the planet right now, Fortnite, I can see how that would work.
So it's a bit like a teleconference, isn't it? Like with friends.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, I understand why it could like build camaraderie, and you know, you won't have people, you know, sharing photographs of like, you know, Saturday dinner, something like that. So I guess,
I mean, there's obviously an element of competitiveness to it, you know, and there's also, you get the odd kid who takes pleasure in, you know, beating you mercilessly and then laughing about it.
It's a very humbling experience.
It's a very humbling experience, let's say. And so humbling that I haven't played it in almost a year, you know, because it makes you realize just how old you are. I am.
See, that's not a good thing.
But I mean, it has its demographic, and it plays perfectly to that demographic.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, they also say that a real social network builds and not breaks relationships.
Yeah.
So they say that on so many platforms, the user experience is an exercise in narcissism, projecting a Photoshop version of their life in a bid to collect likes while secretly envying other people's updates. Fortnite is doing something very different. You can mute anyone that you want and focus on talking with friends or connecting with them more often than ever before. The game can even bring out something approaching gentleness as players collaborate to survive. And Common Health Newsletter, which is, I think it got someone from MIT, Eric Klopfer, he says that Fortnite can actually be critical for building social connections in today's online world, which is very rare for traditional social networks.
All very interesting.
Yeah, because it's going in the opposite direction. The last one is that you need to know like a secret handshake, which they say social networks don't do anymore. Exclusivity matters, because they say even though it's free to play, Fortnite isn't easy to get into. So to really get the game, you need to be initiated by someone else or someone or player who's already in on the secret and understands the platform's in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social networks nowadays, like Facebook, like Twitter and stuff, they just want to grab like everybody, so they don't know who they're catering to. So it becomes crowded. People who get on the platform have no idea why they're there. It becomes toxic. They start complaining about stuff that they're not supposed to be complaining about. It becomes very noisy. It becomes an echo chamber, but it also becomes a very noisy echo chamber.
That's a very good point. It actually encourages mentoring. within Fortnite. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need to know that it's a secret handshake. It's like a clubhouse or like a VIP lounge or something like that. You need to know how to get in via someone who's already in the game. Mm-hmm. So immediately you've made your first friend. You've made your first like acquaintance and stuff.
And you only have to communicate with the people that you want to. You're not just exposed to everyone's feed and what they're doing, right? So
if you, let's say, for example, I mean, you can hear people walking past and you can hear... certain people if they come into proximity, but you can mute that person immediately. But if you're working in a small team, if there's four of you, five of you, six of you, you can choose who you want to listen to and talk to within that small team as well. So you can even, you know, narrow it down.
I like this.
Yeah, it's smart.
It quiets it down kind of thing. I love how they finish the piece. They say that it's an ever-changing world to learn about and explore. Instead of being a static, repetitive interface, it's a space to hang out with and truly connect with friends. It's also a place to actually let your hair down instead of posturing and projecting.
Right. We're running out of time. We've got to move on, folks. Actually, we're going to take a short break with some music from The Last Shadow Puppets with The Age of the Understatement. We'll come back with some comments after the break. Otherwise, we won't be able to get our final story out of the way. Our final story, of course, is, hey, Siri, could virtual assistants be the missing link in internet accessibility? That's not a mouthful at all. Stick around. We'll be right back. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.